News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Delisa Falks, the Executive Director of Scholarships and Financial Aid at A&M. Considering that the student loan interest rates doubled this last week, we're going to be talking a little bit about how A&M's monitoring the situation, as well as how they're working to help keep costs down and ways that the doubling might make an impact on students' futures.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, with interest rates increasing, that means that students, you know, will, over the lifetime of their loans, accrue more interest on those loans. So I'm not sure that I would say that with the huge incoming class that it's out of the norm. I mean, we're going to have a lot of students anyway, and not all students do borrow student loans. So what we're doing basically at this point is we are updating our websites and all of that so that students will be aware. I would think that some students who are new, who are coming in, who haven't borrowed before, not really educated yet about the student loan process, may not realize the increase in interest rate. So that's why we're trying to get information out so that students will be aware that the loans that they take will have higher interest rates than students have in the past.
Excellent. And what are some of the ways that A&M is specially tweaking your own system to kind of try to help keep costs down if you are?
Well, I mean, in relation to the student loan interest rate, there's nothing specific that's going on, you know, with anything regards to the system or anything like that. I mean, I think that, you know, what we would tell students is always to, you know, think about, you know, your living arrangements and, you know, do you live in a dorm? Do you live in an apartment? Do you have one roommate? Do you have three? You know, and keeping costs, you know, for their expenses for education lower if they can in relation to that. And I think one of the biggest things is to remind students and parents that, you know, you only borrow what you need because, you know, the less you borrow, the less obviously you have to repay once you're out of school. So you want to keep those things in mind as you're looking at student loans and whether you will or you will not have to take out a student loan. And if you do, you know, how much do you really need and only borrow that amount.
All right. And would you mind please just making a comment about how you feel these things will have an impact on students' futures?
Yeah, I think really, I mean, what I would look at in this relation is that overall, yes, you know, the interest rates mean that students will pay more for their student loans. When you look at the lifetime over the loan, do I believe that the immediate impact will mean that some students decide not to go to college? You know, I would speculate no, that it wouldn't, you know, deter students from, you know, who are looking at coming to school and seeking to get a higher education, that they would look at this and say, oh, the interest rates doubled, so, you know, we're not going to go to college. But I think the long-term impact is what students will pay as far as interest over the life of their loans that they do borrow.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Delisa Fox, the Executive Director of Scholarships and Financial Aid at A&M. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.